now, Kenneth Williams reveals more secret life with Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Aubrey Woods, Caroline Blakiston, Leslie Heritage, and John Hollis in The Mummy's Curse. And here is the man with the revelations, Mr. Kenneth Williams.
Lovely. Well, I've been in more trouble. I was summoned under the Trades Descriptions Act. Ridiculous, isn't it? This lady said my goods were not as advertised. She said, you claim to run a good, clean program, but on at least two occasions you performed in public with your trousers off. It was all a misapprehension, you see. At the risk of disappointing my many lady listeners, I would like to make it clear that when you hear my trousers coming down, it's not the real thing. It's a sound effect. If you heard the real thing, you'd know. Not a sound for the faint-hearted, and neither is today's spine-chilling saga, which began when I was asked to perform the opening ceremony at this new underwear store in good old Bogmouth by the sea.
Ladies and gentlemen of Bogmouth, your attention, please. Attention, please.
Get on with it.
All right, I'm trying to. You have all been most patient, and now the eagerly awaited moment is at hand. But I'm afraid I have to defer your enjoyment for a few moments while I ask our star guest to perform the opening ceremony, and I hope he won't waste too much of our time. Now, here he is, full of fun and frolic, Mr. Kenneth Williams.
Hello, glorious Bogmouth, and welcome to Blog's Bumper, Bra, Boutique, and Knickerama. As soon as I heard there was an opening in ladies' knickers, there was no holding me back. Yes, Clapham Common, actually. Yes, a little song now entitled, She Was Only the Cabinet Maker's Daughter, but her drawers were the talk of the town.
Yes!
She was only the cabinet maker's daughter.
Come along. Oh. We're not up to your sophisticated London stuff here. Oh. Now, just cut the tape and let's start business.
All right. Well, give us the scissors, then.
Right. There you are. Don't cut the tape yet. Wait till I get out of the way.
Nice man. I wonder why he's put that tin hat on. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I declare this Knickerama well and truly open. And may God bless all who wear 'em.
Dr. Rosewarne, report to emergency, please. Dr. Rosewarne to emergency.
Looks as if we're the first here, Miss Gibbs.
Mm. Oh, there's Maisie.
I got here as soon as I could. What happened?
A booby trap went off when he cut the tape.
How is Kenny?
Well, we've only just got here ourselves.
I hope it's nothing serious. I've got an important job laid on for him at the British Museum. It'd be damned inconvenient if he snuffed it.
Excuse me, Gov. Sir Charles Peddle.
Yes, that's right, my man.
I was asked to give you this, sir.
Oh, thank you. Here's a halfpenny piece for you. Oh, he's gone.
Sir Charles, that man. Didn't you recognize him?
Recognize him?
It was Olaf from the Brotherhood.
Sometime, Tompkins, you're too ridiculous for words.
Sir.
Now let's see what the gentleman gave me. Oh, flowers of some kind.
Oh, no, it's a wreath.
Oh, so it is. What does the inscription say?
In loving memory of Kenneth Williams, gone and best forgotten, from the Brotherhood.
So I was right, Tompkins. That was Olaf.
You have a keen eye for faces, sir.
Does the wreath mean he's gone?
Well, we'll soon see. Now, what ward's he in?
Ward 10, of course. 9th floor. And the lift's broken.
Oh.
Ward 10, sister?
Yes. Who do you want to see?
Mr. Kenneth Williams.
Oh.
We're not too late, are we?
No, but you'll have to hurry. He won't be with us much longer.
Oh, no!
And how much time has he got?
10 minutes at the outside.
Oh!
And then I'm afraid it's goodbye. Be in bed behind the screen.
Oh, my poor Kenny!
No, bear up, Maisie.
For 10 minutes?
Well, hospitals have been known to make mistakes. Why, he could hang on for a quarter of an hour. Oh. Shh, here we are.
He's got his leg stuck up in the air.
What shall I do with the wreath?
Hang it on his foot. Hello, Williams.
Oh, who is it?
It's me, Sir Charles.
Sir Charles.
Ah, there, my boy.
Oh, I must make the final obeisance.
Oh, no, you'll need more than a basin,
oh,
Kenny.
Shut up. Now, please don't exert yourself. Just waggle your foot.
Oh, yes, you're all here, Maisie, Miss Gibbs, Tompkins. You've come to see the end of a great actor.
No, we've come to see you, Kenny.
Thank you.
How are you, Mr. Williams?
I'm afraid my prognosis is not good.
Was it damaged in the explosion?
You look ghastly, Williams, just like your photograph in the Radio Times.
Thank you. What news from the palace?
The black and white minstrels are coming back?
No! Not the Victoria Palace, of Buckingham Palace.
Oh, I haven't told Her Majesty
yet. That's right. Tell her when it's all over. Spoil as little of her day as possible. You'll take care of England when I'm gone.
Yes, we will,
though, son. Oh, sorry, I'm being called away before I could finish the job.
You've done more than could be expected from any man, Mr. Williams.
You're very nice.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Williams.
How will the world manage without me? Oh, goodbye, Miss Gibbs.
You're a brave man, Mr. Williams.
You can say that again.
You're a brave...
Don't bother, dear. Goodbye, Maisie.
Oh, Kenny, why does it have to be... Why do the best always have to go first?
I guess it's because the angels grew lonely. Took me because they were lonely.
You gone yet, Mr. Williams?
Not quite, sister.
Then please hurry. There is another patient outside waiting for your bed.
What?
Oh! I know that he's only National Health, but how can you be so callous talking like that to a dying man?
Dying from a sprained wrist and a twisted ankle.
Sprained wrist and twisted ankle? Is that all?
Oh, the agony! My poor leg! Now, never do my funny walk again. I know.
But sister, you said he wouldn't be with us for long.
Well, that's right. We're trying to get rid of him, but he won't go home. Now, come along, Mr. Williams. Put your clothes on and go.
I will not. I demand my rights. I'm mortally wounded. My card's full of stamps. I'm entitled to treatment. I want a bedpan.
You'll get one. Right between the eyes. Oh. You don't go. I've given you 5 minutes.
Oh, you're a disgrace to your profession. No lamp in her hand, is there? Oh, it's a disgrace, but it's been a good life.
Oh, shut up.
What? No sympathy from you, is there?
Up 9 flights of stairs and he hasn't even the decency to die.
Oh, pardon me for living. Now, outside, all of you, I want to get dressed.
Oh, want a hand with your trousers, Kenny?
No, you put legs in them, dear, not hands. Go on, get out of it.
What a fiasco.
Well, he must have had a miraculous escape, sir.
Yes, a decent person wouldn't have been so lucky.
I might as well throw this wreath away.
No. Hang on to it. Might come in handy if the Brotherhood try again.
Yes. Shall I get a taxi to take him home, sir?
Wait a minute. Though it might be a good idea if we let the Brotherhood think they really have killed him. No, not a taxi, Miss Gibbs. A hearse.
A hearse?
Yes, for a funeral. Better?
No, thanks to you, if I was. Funny sort of taxi you hired to bring me home, wasn't it?
Why couldn't I have had a seat? Why did I have to lie down in that wooden box? Who was that queer bloke with a crepe round his top hat? He had cold, clammy hands. Horrible. It's like the head of the BBC. Kept measuring me with his tape measure. I thought he was a tailor, but he wasn't interested in my inside leg. I kept offering it, too. He wasn't interested. What are you all doled up in black for? Who's dead?
You are, William.
Me? Well, professionally, perhaps.
No, but no, it's just the subterfuge.
Oh.
The Brotherhood want you out of the way, and we want them to think that they've succeeded.
We've given it out to all the agencies that your injuries were fatal.
But there'll be consternation, panic in the streets. Strong men will be weeping. Ladies chaining themselves to public lavatories. It'll be disgraceful. There'll be announcements on the radio. Stuart Hibbard in his dinner jacket.
This is London. Stand by for a special announcement.
Yes, that reminds me. Switch on the radio, Miss Gibbs. We'll just catch the news.
Threaten to tear his nose out by the roots and stuff the soggy end of his leg down his throat. The house rose at 11:32. Bogmouth.
Sure, this will be it, Bogmouth.
An explosion occurred today at Bloggs Foundation's garment boutique and ladies' underwear armor. Amongst the casualties was Fred, a black and white mongrel dog with a cut paw, Droopy, a neutered tabby cat with singed fur, and the blue-nosed comedian Kenneth Williams, who lost his life. Tiddlywinks. Rioting broke out at today's World Tiddlywink Championship.
Turn it off! Did you hear that? Third billing after a flea-bitten dog and a fat, useless cat. Why wasn't I first?
You wanted to make it sound realistic.
Charming!
Yes, but anyway, it's worked. You're officially dead, so you'll be able to do a little undercover job for me this afternoon without the Brotherhood knowing.
You jest, Sir Charles. How can I work with my mortal injuries?
You're hardly scratched.
Hardly scratched. Look at my legs. Look. Erstwhile, smooth and lovely legs marked for life. Never again will I be able to sit on top of the piano, cross them and sing.
Falling in love again. What am I to do? I'm in love with you again, Daddy.
Yes, Marie Lloyd was very good, wasn't she?
Marie Lloyd?
But you're not hurt and you know it. It was only a minor explosion.
Minor? Three grocer knickers had their gussets blown out and he calls it minor?
You're not going to let the Brotherhood get away with it, are you, Mr. Williams?
The Brotherhood?
Yes, Williams. This job this afternoon could help bring them to their knees. They've been smuggling drugs into this country from the Middle East. Now, we've managed to clamp down on their source of supply, but one big consignment has slipped through.
How?
We suspect it was hidden in a consignment of archaeological specimens destined for the British Museum. The Egyptology section received it yesterday.
Now, where do I come in?
Well, you know most of the Brotherhood by sight. And if they think you're dead, they won't be on their guard.
True.
I'm having you installed in the Egyptian gallery of the British Museum as an attendant.
Oh.
Keep your eyes and ears open for anything the least bit suspicious.
So this is the Egyptian gallery, Kenny.
Yes, but it's in our hobby gone. The Brotherhood mustn't see you.
Oh, but there's such a lot of lovely things in here, isn't there? Historical things.
Go on, go away.
Oh, look. Look at those beautiful tiles and mosaics. Aren't they lovely?
Here, come out of there. Come here. That's the gentleman's lavatory.
There's some people coming, Kenny.
Right, now, go on, get out of it quick. How's my makeup?
Perfect. Good luck.
Thanks.
In here, children. This is the Egyptian gallery where all the mummies are kept.
Ooh, there's one stuck on that chair. Isn't he horrible and decrepit?
Take your sticky fingers off me, you horrible child.
Oh, it's the attendant. How nice. He'll be able to tell us all about it.
He's passed it.
Listen to me, Lolita. I know everything about everything. Now, what do you want to know?
What do they call this funny writing?
That's called pornographics.
You're wrong. Wrong. They call it hieroglyphics.
That was before they worked out what it said, you clever drawers.
Tell us how the ancient Egyptians turned people into mummies.
Really, it's not my job to give you a rude sex instruction, missus. I think I'm here
for it. I know how they did it.
How?
They hooked their brains out through their nose, disemboweled them, and removed their entrails.
Well, that's what I'll do to you if you don't stop stuffing your toffee papers up that sacred crocodile. Go on, get out of it, all of you. Go on, out of it. Get out.
Girls, civilization seems to take a long time reaching some people.
Have you seen the rude statues,
miss?
Well, no rudigans. Oh, here. What are those men doing? Oi, you! Put that mummy down.
The keeper, Ola.
I deal with him, master.
You are not allowed to touch that mummy, you know. Oh!
Good work, Ola. Now, grab the mummy and... No! Too late! Someone's coming! Leave it! We will return tonight!
think he's coming round, Sir Charles.
Here, Kenny, swallow this.
Thank you.
What is it?
Smelling salts.
Yeah. No, fool, don't eat them. They got the nose.
Oh.
Now by the handful, you fool. Give me the bottle.
Oh, that's better.
Well, yeah. What happened, William?
It was Olaf and Big Brother, Sir Charles. They were fiddling with that mummy, the one over there.
What? Oh, have a look at it, Tompkins.
Yes, sir.
And then he hit me on the head. Oh. Ooh, I can feel two big lumps.
Mr. Williams!
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Gibbs. I didn't know you were leaning over me like
I'm
that.
I'm trying to bandage your head.
Yes, I'm sorry. Ill. You are sweet.
Perhaps if you took your chest out of his ear, he'd be less excited.
Yes,
Will.
Shut up.
Sir Charles! Sir Charles!
Yes,
but... Look what I found in the mummy.
Good heavens! What is it?
Opium.
Opium? Oh, yes, of course. Just as
it's
I thought.
Packed solid with the stuff, sir.
Well done, Williams. Get the mummy over to the drug squad, Tompkins.
Yes.
The Brotherhood are sure to come back for it. Oh, I wish we could get to the heart of their organization.
Well, couldn't we lie in wait for them, sir, and follow them back to their headquarters?
If that was a good idea, Tompkins, I would have thought of it myself.
Yes, sir.
Now, how could we lie in wait? Where could we hide? There's not a scrap of cover.
Well, whatever you do, you have to do it without me. I'm off home. With my bandaged head, my bandaged leg, and my bandaged arm, I'm beginning to look like a flipping mummy myself.
Sir.
Be calm, Tompkins.
But, sir, he does...
Tompkins, I just had the most amazing idea.
Oh, that's strange, sir. What are you looking at me like that for?
You are going to take the mummy's place.
I am not.
Oh, yes, you are. Just a few more bandages and you'd be perfect. Now, we leave you here. Bra will sneak in and take you back to their headquarters, which we've been trying to track down for months.
What do I do when I get there?
Well, play it by ear. The first chance you get, slip out and phone us, and we'll come running to the rescue. You'd better stick Tuppence inside his bandage, Tompkins, in case he has to use a call box.
Yes.
I'll have to use more than that.
Here, you're not thinking of leaving me alone all night in here with these mummies, are you?
Why not? They can't hurt you.
Oh, no. What about the mummy's curse?
I don't believe in that superstitious rubbish, surely, Mr. Williams.
Rubbish? See that figure painted on the mummy case? Look, that's Anubis, the watcher of the dead. You mess about with one of the mummies, mate, and he brings them back to life. Oh, I saw it all in this film with Boris Karloff.
Oh, we haven't got time to listen to your childhood reminiscences, Williams. Now, grab his leg, Tompkins, and start back.
Get out, stop it!
Now, you do his face and arms, Maisie.
Yes,
put your knee on his chest if he struggles.
Yeah, not so tight down there, Tompkins.
Oh, sorry,
you're strangulating my hernia. Oh, back with
That's got him finished. What do you think, Miss Gibbs?
Perfect, Sir Charles. Just perfect. I think he's trying to say something.
You've bandaged his tongue, Maisie. Loosen it, Tompkins.
Right, sir.
That's better. Oh, where have those bandages been? Round someone's foot? Good.
Are you all right?
No, I'm not. Haven't you forgotten something?
Like what?
Like what's politely termed the usual offices. No provisions been made.
Well, we bandaged you exactly the same as that real mummy, Mr. Williams.
A real mummy wouldn't have my problem. I had 6 cups of tea before I come out, you know.
Yes, well, you should have thought of it earlier. We're not undoing half a mile of bandages just for your pleasure.
Pleasure? I'll be in agony. Agony. Do you hear? Excruciating agony.
Well, then try and contain your emotions. It's all in a good cause.
Oh.
Give me a hand to lift him into the case, Tom.
Yeah, right, sir.
Not by the ears.
Sorry, sir.
That. Indistinguishable from the real thing. Well, it's all up to you now, Williams. A phone us from Bra's headquarters. Good night and good luck.
Midnight, the wishing hour. All alone in this mummy room with rows of long dead bodies all staring at me with cold, fishy eyes. Like the audience at my radio show. Any minute now, one of those mummies going to jerk into life and stagger over to pluck at my sacred scarabs with dry, bony fingers. What's that?
The coffin case at the end. It's swinging open. Someone's coming out. It is the mummy's curse. I knew it. The mummy's curse.
The coast is clear, Master.
Excellent, Olaf. Give me a hand. No, not one off the mummy. Give me a hand. Come along.
Big Brother and Olaf. And they're coming this way. This is it. Oh.
Olaf, look at that mummy.
Right, Master.
That isn't our one. Look at it. Mm. It's all misshapen and ugly.
Yes.
The embalmers did a very poor job there. Those grotesque nostrils. When they pulled out his brains, they must have stuck their arm up there.
Then where is our mummy, Master?
Prattle must be smarter than we thought. He's taken our one.
And the opium?
Lost. But no matter, that is just chicken feed. Prattle will be so full of himself now, he will never suspect that the opium is but a sideline, and that our major plan is being carried out at this very moment. The most audacious robbery of all time, at least since income tax was invented. The theft of the fabulous treasures of the pharaohs. Come, there will be much gold to move. Our men will need all the help they can get.
The fabulous pharaoh's treasure. Oh, that's what they're after. I must let Sir Charles know at once.
William! Over here, Sir Charles!
Yes, well, no. What are you doing?
I've got to get this bandage off. It's becoming urgent. And those whistles don't help either.
Always thinking of yourself, Archie. Oh. Now, where's Big Brother and his men?
Over there, in Pharaoh's Treasure Exhibition Building.
Right, then I'm going in on my own. I don't want the boys in blue to get all the credit.
On your own?
Well, there's some museum guards over there. I'll take them.
What about me?
I don't want it messed up, William, so you stay out of it.
But I want...
Keep your men outside, Inspector. I'll drive them out.
Wait!
Thank you, sir. You museum guards, follow me.
Two can play at hogging all the credit, Sir Charles.
What, where are you going, Kenny?
You stay here, mate. I'll show them how to drive the Brotherhood out single-handed.
Mind how you handle that funeral mask. It's solid gold. None of your schmutter.
It's very weighty, Master.
You...
It's a mummy. It's the mummy's curse.
Who has dared to desecrate the sacred tomb of the pharaoh?
Here, I'm getting out of here.
Sorry, no! Wait. Hasn't that mummy got rather a funny walk?
Yes.
Its bottom is rather outsticking, Martha.
Grab it and tear off the bandages. No, off its face.
Let me go.
Kenneth Williams!
Yes, you supposed I was dead, didn't you? But I'm not. I'm alive and throbbing. You thought you'd get away with the fabulous pharaoh's treasures, but not while England has me, you swine!
But England hasn't got you.
Who has?
I have. So, you escaped my bomb at Bogmouth, yes. Did you, Petty?
How did you know I was down there in the first place?
Anything to do with knickers, I knew you couldn't resist. At my age, one has a feeling for these things.
How old are you?
Mind your own business.
Hold it right there, Big Brother.
Sir Charles Prattle, how nice.
I've been holding him for you, Sir Charles.
Yes, Williams, I told you to wait outside. It's lucky I've come to get you out of trouble.
Well, lucky for us, Sir Charles. Who are those men with you?
The museum guards, and they've got guns.
Yes.
Not quite correct, Sir Charles. Those men tied up in the corner are the museum guards. Your lot are members of the Glorious Brotherhood. All right, seize them.
Yes. You won't get away with this. The entire museum is surrounded.
My dear Mr. Williams, will you never learn? Do you really think we expect to walk straight through the front door with all those treasures? If only your jokes were as funny. We will leave the way we came in, through the tunnel under the floor, which we have been digging for months.
A tunnel? Cold, it has a lot to answer for.
Precisely. While your policemen wait patiently for us up above, we will be moving up the treasure right underneath their flat feet.
Aye, if we're not out in a quarter of an hour, the police will come in after us.
But in a quarter of an hour, you will be dead and we will be gone. By the way, I have thought of a most befitting death for you. Do you know how the ancient Egyptians punished false priests?
Yeah, they dressed them up as mummies and buried them alive. They did it to Boris Karloff in that film, The Mummy's Curse.
So they did. I saw that film when I was a child.
I'm not talking about the silent version.
Insolent puppy!
In the facelift.
You will regret that in the few moments left to you as we bury you alive.
No.
When my men and I leave with the treasure, we will fill the tunnel with a super quick-drying cement of my own invention.
Cement?
Now available at 75 pence the bag from your local hardware shop.
Oh.
Yes, BBC Canteen use it in their sponge cakes. We will use some of that cement to entomb you both beyond any hope of salvation.
No,
have you any last request before you die?
Well, I've got one, but it involves undoing half a mile of bank.
Yes, well, there's no time for that. Into the hole with the men and start pouring.
Oh, no.
Our last chance to cement our relationship before you get too set in your ways.
Oh, that's very bitty, Master. All the priest will find is a couple of stiffs.
I'll do the funniest if you don't mind, Ola.
Oh, I never get a chance.
Well, looks as though we've had it, Williams. Good job I told Tompkins not to throw that wreath away.
But don't blame yourself for what's happened, Sir Charles. It's all your fault, but don't blame yourself. What's that?
Master! Look! It's another mummy!
Who is dead? Violate the royal tomb.
Did they really think we'd fall for the same trick twice? Grab it, Olaf, unwind the bandages.
Oh, let it go!
Oh, Tompkins, the more the merrier. Into the hole with the other.
Hello,
Hello,
Hello Tompkins. Nice of you to drop in.
What's that? It's two more mummies approaching, Master.
It must be the Mummies Union.
Either that or The Mummy's Curse was a much more popular film than I supposed. Move over, my friends. I think you're going to have company. You all right, Tompkins?
Yes, thank you, Sir Charles.
Miss Gibbs?
Yes, thank you, Sir Charles.
Maisie?
Yes, thank you, Sir Charles.
A nasty mess. The cement is up to my waist. Are you all right, Williams? Williams?
Kenny! Oh, no!
What is it?
He's gone under. Look, just his legs sticking up in the air.
At least it was a quick end, Mrs.
Yes, we'll all be joining him soon.
Oh, what a way to go. Upside down in a pit of cement.
Yes, I wish he'd taken his foot with him. It's not a pretty sight.
What is going on?
You fiend! You killed Kenny!
What is that horrible thing sticking up?
His foot.
How droll. In life, he looks as if he had one foot in the grave. He dies and leaves it sticking outside.
You devil in human form! You won't get away with this. He'll come back from the other side and haunt you.
Big brother!
Williams, no! Drop everything, men! Run!
After them! No! Get up!
Well, Big Brother got away, Williams, but we've got his men, and we've got the treasure.
But how did you do it, Mr. Williams? We thought you were dead.
We saw your foot sticking up out of the cement.
That was my plaster cast from the hospital. I slipped it off, stuck it in the cement, and climbed out of the back.
Exactly what I intended to tell you to do.
Ah.
Why are you fidgeting, Williams?
None done these bandages yet. Oh, it's even more urgent now. Hurry up, Tompkins.
Well, I'm trying, Mr. Williams, but that cement seemed to have dried hard.
No.
The bandages won't budge.
Oh, no.
I know. I'll have some special solvent put in the post. What? It'll arrive tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I can't wait till tomorrow.
Right, tee up, everyone. Tea. Here's the big cup for you, Kenny.
If you want to hear a mummy and curse, stay in here.
Okay.
I'll count out the ten.
What
One,
do?
Two, three.
That was Kenneth Williams, Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Audrey Woods, Caroline Bakerston, Leslie Heritage, and John Hollis in The Mummy's Curse. Also involved were Kate Vinci, Diana Bishop, and William Eagle. The series is written by Ardy Wingfield and produced by Keith Williams.